welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have about an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for a movie. And boy, oh boy, campers, it's a hot one out there. I'm your camp counselor, forest ranger, cadet, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, and only you can tell me that I'm a screenwriter.
Please do hit them up on Twitter.
I'm Matt Arnold. I'm a safety first, and I'm a safety first, and writer director second.
Safety for the NFL Jets.
Yep. First and foremost.
I got way too deep into a sentence I was not prepared
to
finish.
Well, what do you know about football?
Yes, the NFL Jets, as they're called.
What team does the NFL Jets play for?
What team?
What team? What city?
What, did you just try to dunk on my football worse?
Yeah, let's just
let's do the Jets.
Nonsensical.
All right, here's what we're going to do. All of us have to go around naming NFL football teams until we run out. All right,
okay,
ready?
All right, okay.
The Jets.
The 49ers.
The Seahawks.
The Broncos.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Saints.
The Bears.
Green Bay Packers.
The the Gators.
Here's the problem.
Is that
we all lose because neither Will or I can tell you if you're wrong.
You can't tell for sure. Or is it? See, if I just said it with confidence, you guys would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, it is the Florida Gators. I think that means Freddie wins because you and I guessed that it wasn't a football team.
You challenged and lost the challenge.
Yeah, if you challenge and lose the challenge, you lose the game.
Well, that was story break, everybody.
I am the football master of the team. Send all football paraphernalia to me.
Oh. Is there a football team called the Sharks?
The Sharks and the Jets.
Well, what does Google tell us?
There's the Jacksonville Sharks. They're a professional indoor football team.
Okay, so yeah, it would be like a story. It would be an indoor football team who says they're as good as
an outdoor football team.
And then they're yeah, but their quarterbacks fall in love with each other.
This is
a classic love story.
All right. This has been a goofy week, so why not? Let's just keep that train rolling. Smokey the Bear, everyone's favorite cartoon mascot. It's been a while since we did a cartoon mascot, boys.
So that's what we're doing. We're doing Smokey the Bear.
Yes, man.
Clock begins now. Good luck. Let's do it.
All right. So, Freddie, why don't you explain Smokey the Bear for
Smokey the Bear
all
is
these teens today with their Snapchatting and their millennials and their toasts.
You know what
I don't think they know what Smokey the Bear is.
You know what we never talk about in terms of the side? I know we're still figuring out the health side effects of vaping, but one of the big side effects is the death of Smokey the Bear. Because ever since those cool kids smoking non-fiery
smokes.
Okay,
you know what? Hang a little pin on that one. Because
okay.
I think that we're going to be
just
exploring.
I'm picturing Smokey the Bear's brother, Vapey the Bear.
Vapey the Possum.
Vapey the Possum with like a little fedora and like a DBZ checkered shirt.
He's got like a little coat, and inside he's got like, I got cotton candy, I got pineapple.
Only
I got
you
mango.
Can prevent the dorm hallway from smelling like a weird mix of cotton candy and lavender. Okay. What is Smokey the Bear, Freddie?
Smokey the Bear was a mascot that the Ad Council created with the USFS, the U.S. United States Forest Service, to try and prevent forest fires. Came around just at the end of World War II, created back in 1947. Basically, it was a real bear. It's a cartoon bear, but there was also a real bear for a moment that survived a forest fire. And that was so badass, they decided, sure, let's let this survivor of a forest fire tell everyone to not burn shit in parks.
Well, he was a cute little baby bear. He was a cute little baby black bear that survived this forest fire.
And by the way, we must tread carefully, ladies and gentlemen, because according to Wikipedia, Smokey Bear's name and image are protected by U.S. federal law, the Smokey Bear Act of 1952. So if we get a little too blasphemous here, the federales might be kicking down the door and telling
us. First Amendment. Come at me.
And they say Congress doesn't do anything. Congress passed the Smokey Bear Act.
So, yeah, so it's an advertising mascot. And, you know, a big thing is only, you know, his slogan, only you can prevent forest fires or wildfires.
It's changed actually, to wildfires yeah, because things besides forests also burn.
Because we're running out of forests. And they're like, well, crap. So, Smokey the Bear has a hat, little jaunty hat that has Smokey on it. The original picture depiction has him pointing at you, sort of very Uncle Sam-esque, wearing just American blue jeans and holding a shovel with... Okay, I need to point this out really quick about this. I'm looking at this for the first time. It's kind of fucked up that Smokey the Bear has very furry human hands.
He like, does.
He's got like a just like thumbs and like he could really wrap. Yeah, it's really freaky.
Yeah, he's
man.
Got like a full on human torso basically that's covered in hair.
It's really weird that his hands are so well defined. You see his knuckles and he's pointing at you and his pulse. It's really kind of freaking me out the more I look at it.
I'm gonna say it. Smokey the Bear's kind of hot.
Whoa. Smokey the Bear is,
you know what?
Definitely.
Smokey the Bear's got a really good dad bod.
Like he's. I'm looking at this picture of him and he's just hanging out by his mailbox just shirtless in his blue jeans reading the mail. I'm like, this is like a dad icon right here. This does bring up a good point, which is that his name is Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear.
Correct.
However, comma, there was a song in the 1970s where they used the phrase Smokey the Bear to make it fit more.
Oh.
So now it's like one of those Berenstain Bears type situations.
Oh. Okay, Smokey Bear. Okay. Let's talk about Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear.
I really am fascinated that this started in World War II.
His
I really do want this
friend
to be.
Vapey Pig. Yes.
Is Smokey Bear the cousin of Paddington?
His gruff American cousin.
His gruff American.
Maybe it's a Paddington movie where they go. The family goes to America, and then
they meet Smokey.
The whole Paddington as immigrant metaphor takes a super intense turn when they get to America.
And then Paddington like acts it. All he wants to do is, I don't know, probably like get another fucking picture book for somebody wonderful, like he always does because he's so great. But then he accidentally causes the biggest forest fire
in history.
And they're like, "See, this is what happens." Okay,
here's something that we got to figure out, which is Smokey the Bear does not. I mean, aside from in this poster here putting out the forest fire with a bucket of water, Smokey the Bear does not appear to be an active duty fire.
Smokey Bear is a hacktivist. He just kind of tells you what to do. He's
I think
not really
you're
doing...
slacktivist is what you're looking for.
Shit. No, he's a hacker.
So he's Mr. Robot.
He's Mr. Robot.
Yeah, but my point is, I don't think he's, you know, he's not in the field with the strong, buff firefighting boys. He's just...
Well, no, I've seen some pictures with him with a shovel and shit.
Yeah, but that's him just, like, cleaning up after his poop.
Yeah,
like...
he's like, that's to clean up your campsite to make sure that it doesn't get lit on fire. Or, like, you have to dig a
he's
trench
a preventative,
around your fire.
He's a preventative symbol. So let me ask you this, because I think that there's something interesting here with regards to the fact that global warming is, you know, the hoax, the Chinese hoax of global warming is causing all the
I'm
fires.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, thank you. It's causing all these fires, right? Like, we're gonna see more fires. We're going to see more heat. We're going to see more fires. The world's going to be pretty shit for all of us and our kids if, God forbid, we decide to have them, because, good Lord, what a nightmare reality we're birthing them into. Point being, Smokey the Bear, we need Smokey the Bear more than ever at this point, do we not? But... is Smokey the Bear not an impotent symbol? Because all he wants is, he's like, just clean up after your campfire. But Smokey, what if emissions from the developing world are causing so many forest fires? It doesn't matter. Nobody even wants a camp anymore.
Yeah, it's like Smokey is a metaphor for what humans think of Mother Nature, which is this beast that we have tamed and put in our clothes.
And put in on...
His only thing he can do is beg us not to destroy Earth.
It's true.
Look, guys, I think we got this is all very highfalutin and interesting, but like this movie's pretty clearly about there's a troop of Boy Scouts that get stuck in the middle of a forest and then a forest fire happens and then Smokey the Bear shows up and leads them to safety, right?
Well, so is the main character, are you with the boys and then Smokey the Bear shows up, or are you with Smokey the Bear?
Is this, yeah, okay, so Smokey the Bear, all right, let's start with some Smokey Bear facts. So like,
yeah.
Are we saying he works for, like, he's, like, works for the
he's
park
ranger? Yeah, parks are, yeah, park ranger. He's in the forest.
Is he, like, is he the all-knowing Smokey the Bear, that Smokey Bear that we all know, or is he just, like, Yogi the Bear? Is he just a bear in the
I feel like I would
park?
Set, if I were to answer this seriously,
yeah.
I would set this and, like, sort of, like, again, Paddington is not just because it's about a talking bear, but, like, Paddington has those storybook qualities to it. It feels like our world, but also is, like, this kind of other, you know, sort of more Wes Anderson version of our world. And to me, like, I would set this story in, like, a sort of pseudo-50s, 60s national park.
Yeah.
And I would say, I would do the whole origin story. There was a fire, they found this little bear, the park service, the rangers took him in, and he's grown up with the rangers in the park service,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he talks
that.
And he, you know,
a little
is,
bit like a Curious George.
Yeah, like a Curious George.
But less
perhaps.
Colonial.
but less colonial.
What does Smokey the Bear want?
Yeah, thank you, Freddie.
Does he have a family? Does he want to protect the parks? The Park Service is getting defunded by the government.
Oh.
It's a Mr. Smith Goes to Washington type of scenario.
I mean, he wants to prevent forest fires.
It feels like a very passive goal, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a very active coal.
when there's a forest fire.
But, I mean, it, which is what...
serial arsonist.
You could do defunding. You could do... I like that. Look, I think the idea that there is this, whatever, it's this Northern California. There was a forest fire, and this troop saved this bear. And
it was,
yes,
in,
like
it was
Bennington,
in New Mexico.
Nobody cares.
It wasn't New Mexico, but go on.
Sure, it's in New Mexico. Nobody cares that this bear talks just like Paddington. It's just a kind of
yeah.
storybook world where this bear is just accepted as part of this fire ranger part. It's his home now
yeah.
because he lost his parents and everybody in this fire.
Yes.
And he is Smokey the Bear, and he cares about stopping fires from happening.
It reminds me a little of the Flow episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bear with me. But okay. you do bear with me, Smokey.
Oh,
the,
my God.
Smokey the Bear with me.
No.
You do that. Okay, Smokey is like, again, he's this cute, cuddly bear. You do... He kind of hangs out around the park ranger's office, right? Like the like the welcome center, right? He's a mm-hmm. tour guide. He's like the welcome guide. Like you come to the like, and he's great, you know, for you know, like people. He's like the guy that you know, like the park ranger that hands you the pamphlets and stuff like that. And you would do that, like again, his thing is he doesn't want another forest fire to happen, but he's afraid of fire.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna do that's his big thing. Right? And then to me, then you would do like there's his buddy, the ranger, who goes out. Maybe he sees something. He sees these rowdy hunters go off and they're smoking cigars and they've got a leaky gas can in their, you know, trailer. They're wiping their face with oily rags.
While playing with sparklers.
Well, yeah, they're going to shoot
off
fireworks.
It's 4th of July weekend, yeah. The most dangerous weekend of the year for
and
forest
so
fires.
And so he's got to like go. Prevent a forest fire. Hey, okay. Oh, okay. Bear with me. Only you can prevent forest fires, but now it's up to him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you guys got to prevent forest fires, right? Because he's scared
won't.
Of fire. He doesn't want to do it. He wants everyone else to do it.
Oh,
but only he can prevent
only
this
fire.
I can prevent this fire. I've got to go.
That's not a bad arc right there, right? To go from someone who's afraid of it to, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And the end, he overcomes his fear by just lighting up a big
so
old
I'm
stone.
Trying to figure out what that practically means, though. So, like, I mean, I get that, yes, in that end moment, it's like only he can prevent it. There's going to be some, you know, heroic, you know, leap of faith, you know, charge into the flames to do it himself because he wants to prevent fires because he doesn't want to fight one again because last time he fought one.
I mean, he didn't fight it.
He didn't fight it. He just
terrified
died.
Little baby,
died.
And he got traumatized.
Okay.
I don't know. Like you do, he goes off into the again. Maybe the ranger's missing, right?
Mm.
Or you do. There's something has gone. He goes off into the forest on this adventure. Mm-hmm. Maybe he meets a bunch of other animals, and it's like a Jungle Book thing, where it's like he's lived among humans for so long, he doesn't really understand what it's like to be an animal anymore. So like he meets like a big old grizzly bear, and he meets a deer.
How about Smokey? He's like he wants to confront his fear, and they're like the only way you can deal with your fear is you know immersion therapy. You got to get into it, and then he hears about this festival called the Fire Festival.
Oh my God.
He buys a ticket for it, and it's just Smokey the
Matt,
Bear.
You're very amused by this.
So Smokey the Bear goes to the Fire Festival.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes.
Well, okay, so
what you still need is in the same way that Flo is like, Flo deep down wants to explore the world. Like, that was her thing. She had,
stuff
on the wall that she wanted to do, but something was holding her back.
Yes.
So even, yes, he could be scared of fires
but
or whatever. But
that's
but
not
like,
his goal. Yeah, what's
yeah
his
it's
goal?
Like, what is
right,
he,
right.
Yeah, like, what is he trying, what does he want to do? And since you guys don't like the idea of him wanting to go to the Fire Festival,
he's like, there are no trees in the
Bahamas.
He's like,
if only there's a different name, I would go to this awesome festival. They're like, you really dodged a bullet there. He's like, they're like, dude, Smokey, being afraid of fire has stopped you from so much. Like, hey, remember when I didn't buy the ticket for the Fire Festival? It's like, you really dodged a bullet. Okay,
okay.
That's the last Fire Festival joke.
Okay.
Until 5 minutes from now. Okay, so what does he want to... Again, I like that he's consumed by his job. He takes his job very seriously.
Yes.
Like, and he's nice. I think people like mm-hmm. right? I think he's, you know, he's good with kids. He's, you know, the guys think he's cool. They don't, you know, he's not like, hey, don't smoke the cigars, you loser. It's like, you know, he's like, hey, try vaping instead or something. But whatever, he's popular.
Freddie, give us some Werner Herzog talking about nature.
As Smokey stands and stares at the incomprehensible mass of flames dancing before him, he, for the final moments of his life, comes to a true inner peace as he realizes that fire, in fact, is him. He is flames.
Kind of lost the thread a little there, Werner.
I do like the idea that maybe you could do, like, if he did, is it something that he does that starts a fire?
Like, it's his fault?
Like, he loosens up, but then the lesson is don't loosen up, he might start a fire.
Who's he up against, right? Like, who's that antagonist?
Okay. You could do, maybe his fire, the fire chief or the park ranger chief is being replaced.
Okay.
It's this hot cannon of a fire chief.
A hot cannon of a fire? Okay, I've never heard that before. Will you? No? Okay, getting head shakes from no, Will. All right, Matt, go ahead and continue. Run rampant with the English language here. Go ahead. Continue. I'm listening.
I've said my piece.
Just a hot cannon of a fire chief.
What if he's up for promotion? What if he wants to become like the head? And they're like, we can't have a bear.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. He thinks he's going to become the fire chief because the guy's retiring. And then it's like, Smokey, you're just too shitty. No, you're just
Smokey, too much of a bear.
You're just too much of a bear.
Non-human, yeah.
No, it's like you're too scared of fires.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And then they bring this hot cannon of a fire chief in who's like, I don't fear fires. I love fires. My approach to this is this. It's like, we don't have to worry about fires if there's no forest. Actually, the idea that Smokey realizes that this new fire chief wants to start a fire could be pretty good. Like, he's, you know, it's like Hurricane High style, but it's like this guy is going to start a fire in order to do something, and Smokey uncovers it, and then he's got to get his buddies to execute this.
this corrupt government official. And once again, take back the national parks.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay. So the evil fire chief wants to heist the forest by starting a forest fire.
What if there was a serial arsonist and they're transporting him to maximum security prison and they're driving him through the forest and the new chief is going to cause a fire to help this arsonist escape so he can go and make more fires? And Bangtan is like, well, I'm trying to make it Bangtan storybook-esque.
Okay, hold on.
So you're proposing like, the world's most dangerous arsonist is tied up like Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
With six guards and like, don't give him any
it's
matches.
It's the guy who started the fire that killed his family.
Oh my God, yes.
And he's on the prison bus, and then it's like the fugitive, and the bus rolls over.
No. It's like the start of the movie. It's his
so
birthday.
Then someone else starts.
So they're like, it starts the movie. It's like, but no, hey Bank Day, did you see the headline? And it says, serial arsonist finally convicted. He's like, him being convicted is not going to bring back my family. But at least he's getting justice. And then they're transporting him to the maximum security prison. And then he realizes somebody is going to save him. And the way they're saving him is they start a forest.
But the whole stakes of like a crazed madman busting loose is that the madman is going to start the forest fire. That's like if it's like Hannibal Lecter's being transferred to jail, so this murderer is going to eat a bunch of people to bust him loose. It's like, I'm like, okay, like that's what he was going to do.
How about Paddington? How about Paddington?
You mean wants Smokey Bear?
Smokey Bear.
Have you been saying Paddington?
Smokey Bear. Smokey Bear wants to look in his eyes one last time. And that's what causes the forest fire. Okay.
I hate everything about both of you.
All right, folks.
Look, I'm just trying to get what happens at the beginning of this movie. Like.
All right. We got to get back to basics.
Yeah,
we gotta
back get to basics.
All right. So you start with the prologue. There's a forest fire.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who's this cute, cuddly little bear? Oh, I think I'll name you Smokey, right?
Yeah.
And then it, you know, it fades away to 15 years later. Mm-hmm. And now there's this cute, cuddly little baby cub bear.
15 years later.
Wearing just tight jeans.
Just wearing tight jeans.
Just a raging unit. Cut that one out.
No, no.
No, that stays, Freddy.
You don't get,
I mean, listen,
out.
He has human hands. How did he get human hands? Wait, I'm still stuck on that
so
one.
This raging unit gave him human hands?
I mean, what else?
All right,
you know
all,
what
right, all, okay. Right, all right, all right, all right, all
right. He works at this fire station.
I fucking hate you, Freddy. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. I know this is going to sound weird, but just to go along the thread of the raging unit for a second.
Okay, what?
If you did, if this was like the origin, I know I hate this, but like, what if you did Smokey's a troubled teen at first because this was a horrible incident? So, I mean, not saying he's got a raging unit, but he's like doing drugs and he's out of town. He doesn't want to go to school and they're trying to take care of him. And by the end, he becomes a responsible Smokey Bear.
Do people want to see cute animals with attitude problems?
Isn't the Garfield, isn't that the Garfield
whole,
movie?
Is that a
isn't
whole, that whole genre? Is that a whole genre of films?
All right, so this is okay. So we open with this shot of the, again, like there's the bear, and now he's been rescued by the Park Service. Is this, is he an adult when the story starts? Like iconic Smokey the Bear is like an adult bear.
Yeah.
Is this a kid? Is this like, what is his deal?
So
right?
To Matt's point, getting to his slogan feels like a good end point. Do you know what I mean? Like building to only you can prevent forest fires. The idea maybe that, right, to me that suggests a narrative of he's on his own, he's trying to do it on his own. And the idea of the community effort, the idea of like getting everyone in on this thing together as a unifying message might be a way to get him to, do you know what I'm saying?
To go back to like 7 ideas ago.
Yeah.
That was what I was kind of trying to get at with this, like that he has a fear of fire, mm-hmm. right? Do you know what I mean? Like that it is like that this is, he wants to prevent forest fires, but like, so you can't present, you can't, if you just try to prevent scary things from, you know, like the world doesn't work that way to just try to prevent things from happening. Like you have to face your fear, right? Like, again, that was what I was trying to get to, like, where it's like the only, he's like, only you can prevent forest fires, but it's like, he's going to have to.
I mean, I think that's a good moment in terms of, like, I think that's, you get that in a climactic moment where it's like, obviously, he's scared of fires, mm-hmm. and then at the end, he's going to have to dive into the fire.
Okay, all
I
right,
don't know
all
if
right.
that's an.
All right, sure. Yeah. But, like, let's just, like, we have enough. He is this, again, like, Paddington is a benevolent force in the universe in the Paddington movies. He just wants, the first one, he wants a home, right? Like, that's all he's looking for. He just wants a home. The second one, he wants to get this thing for his aunt, and then he's just trying to hold on to his goodness in a shitty world, right? And that's incredibly compelling, incredibly sweet. With Paddington, I mean, with Smokey Bear, I feel like it's like forest rangers took him in. He lost his family. This is his family. This is his home.
Yeah.
He cares about his home. What is the main conflict in it? He's afraid of his home burning down again. That's an incredibly traumatic thing for someone to go through.
That's
right?
why I was trying to do. That's why I would present and that's why I actually think a new chief, like an antagonist, would be somebody who is carefree. It's like they are the governor's kid, and now he's going to teach that person. Like that person's going to get in trouble, but it's like that person again. It's like he's changing things up. It's like we don't have the funds for this. We don't have to do this. Like, and it is Paddington's going nuts because this guy doesn't care as much, or he's like.
I think it would have to. I also feel like that's one of those ones where Paddington would. I mean, not Paddington. Geez.
God damn it,
Smokey
Holy
Bear.
Shit, guys.
Smokey Bear is going to learn from that person too. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't feel like I would just do that. It's like Smokey Bear's right, and this new person is an asshole idiot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they like, but it is like a. I like the idea of him feeling threatened by this new person, right? I think that's interesting. And like again, like I'm like, okay, I start to get somewhere with that. Okay, so bear with me. You got Smokey Bear, so then you've got, so I think the old fire chief, who he is the guy who rescued him, or the girl who rescued him, and then you've got the new person coming in.
The news guy's name is, how do you feel about this one? Blaze Utz.
Blaze
This
Utz.
Guy named, actually, one of our listeners, Blaze, actual first name.
Blaze right? Utz?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Blaze is coming in. Yeah.
Blaze
has got to be the new fire chief.
New fire chief, for sure.
And then Smokey's got it out for this guy, because he's like, his name is Blaze, come on.
Come on, guys. Yeah, exactly.
Smokey the Bear, all right, so hey, I'm a park ranger. I, you know, do stuff for people's birthdays, and don't put out forest fires. What's this? This new person's coming in. Maybe it's not the new chief. Maybe it is like, if you want to do the promotion thing, like Smokey the Bear is like junior assistant fire safety ranger, right? And then he thinks he's going to get promoted to full junior fire ranger, but there's a new person shows up or something like that. Like it's like Smokey the Bear having to deal with a new brother, basically, or a new brother or sister. I don't know.
Alternately, it could be that they're like changing the whole campaign and they're like, oh, we don't need you anymore, Smokey. if you want to
Oh, there's a new fire safety spokesman?
Yeah, there's just a new tack they're taking, right? Instead of only you can prevent forest fires, it's like Park Service is running out of money. It's like, come to the parks to vape and bake.
What?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some new thing that may be changing.
How do we get vaping into this? Okay, all right. Could you do something like, there is some event that means like a whole bunch of new people are going to be coming to the forest, right?
Or it's like Burning Man, essentially.
Burning Man.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
It's like Burning Man is going to move to the forest. And they're like, hey, oh, and the guy,
I'm intrigued.
Here's the problem.
It took us 40 minutes, but we got there.
Here's the problem that, here's what happens. Like, yes, he's already annoyed because this person takes his job. I would do that. He thinks he's going to finally be chief, because I would do that. You could do Smokey the Bear is the Smokey Bear that we know, which is looks like a grown ass man
with human hands.
He gets somebody else comes in. Blaze comes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he does is he approves the permit for Burning Man in the forest. And he's like, I heard that fucking festival is wild. They said fires. There's contraptions. There's everything. He's like, you can't do this. It's going to cause a fire. He's like, look, the permit is like, we need that permit. We need that money. It's fine. They know the safety regulations. It's your job to stop a fire from happening during that festival. He's like, that's madness. So anyways, like it starts with this festival's coming in.
Okay.
We could barter for ecstasy.
There's drones now which can fall because can you not fly drones anymore?
You cannot fly a drone in a national park due to the fact that their lithium LiPo batteries, the lithium polymer batteries, may set fires if they crash. Just FYI to everybody out there.
I'm mostly just amused by the idea of Smokey the Bear wandering in a Burning Man and being the wet blanket who's telling everybody everything they're doing is unsafe. I don't know if that movie makes, but...
Okay, all right. Well, we got 20 minutes, so this is what
we're going with. Burning Man.
We're going to Burning Man. All right,
they've approved Burning Man. They're moving from the desert to the national park.
Burning Man is moving to a national park, and the worst idea of all time. They're like, we only burn one thing right at the very end. What's the big deal, Smokey? We're going to be fine.
Otherwise, we're just riding around on our bikes.
This is going to be good for the forest. You know what I mean? Like, no one's coming to the parks anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they need this. They need this,
or we're going to have to shut everything down. And he's like,
we're
going
to close the park.
Blaze, you do realize at the end of the festival is they burn a 40-foot man made of wood. It's perfect. They have trees nearby. They'll make it. It's all great.
Okay, so then could you do, like... okay, so yes, I like that there's this giant effigy, right, that is the ticking time bomb of the movie. And then it would be like...
Winds are coming.
There's wind. Could you do, again, like the thing is like, look, it's going to be fine. We're going to have they're going to light it on fire, but we're going to have the fire marshal is going to... We're going to have a plane to drop water, whatever. Mm. They're like, the fire department's going to show up and make sure that this burn goes off safely, right? But... the thing catches fire the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts a forest fire.
Yeah.
And maybe you even do, okay, if you're going to do it Smokey the Bear's fault, Smokey the Bear will be like, that thing's fucking dangerous. I need to get that thing out of here.
Yes.
Like, I am not letting this happen in my forest. I'm not letting this happen again. And then in breaking into the Burning Man camp and trying to steal the thing, this fire gets started in the process. Yeah. Maybe.
No, that's good. Right? They're like, you did two crimes. Like, first, you started a forest fire, but more importantly, you totally ruined Burning Man, bro. You started the fire ahead of time.
Like, he's like surveilling it with a drone.
So
I was gonna say
seeing a climax, by the way, sorry to interrupt, where Smokey Bear rallies all of the weirdos from Burning Man to use all their crazy art installations.
Oh shit.
And their goofy contraptions
to fight
the forest fire. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I like that as an ending. Okay,
he's judging Burning Man people.
Yeah. They don't have any respect for the forest. They litter and they, you know, they are noisy and they scare off all the animals.
I was going to say one of them should be, we don't know anything about people on Burning Man. That might be the opposite of their ethos.
There's a huge problem with bikes being left in the desert. Like, there's like just really cool, admittedly, but somewhat disturbing pictures of just like hundreds of bikes just strewn in the desert covered with sand.
So this feels like
there should be another talking animal that's like the Burning Man animal.
Oh,
like a coyote or something.
It's like a cool wolf.
I'm cool wolf.
Hey, I'm cool wolf. Hey, kiddos.
Smokey Bear and cool wolf.
Hey, kiddos, it's cool. Let's use a barter
Smokey
economy.
Bear and lone wolf. I don't know.
I was going to say
some chill
people are like, yo, Smokey, like what? Why are you so flipping out, man? Why are you so stressed out? And he tells him the story. He's like, I got something that'll make you forget. And then you get that good This is not a kids movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you do like there's
not
this...
after Burning Man showed up.
Yeah, so he gets like a good drug sequence where he tries to forget.
Like a good 70s psychedelia.
And then
drug.
Because he forgets
oh,
his
he
pain.
Loves honey, but they have like LSD laced
yes.
magic honey.
This honey will make you forget your parents' death in a fire. He's like, that sounds like the best honey I've ever heard of.
I don't and he... Oh, I was going to say he just eats it by accident. Like oh. a pot brownie situation.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit like Winnie the Pooh. The one thing he can't resist is honey.
Yeah, and he licks his lips and then he has that honey. And then, yeah, you have the tripped out. Like
it's like a 20-minute sequence set to like Pink Floyd.
Yeah, stoner rock.
Okay, so good. So we're right now at the place where we're just trying to stretch this movie out to barely make 80 minutes. So okay. But Burning Man comes. He has honey, but I like that he tries to stop this festival and he starts the fire.
That's like your midpoint. It feels like.
What is this movie about? What? No, but I'm serious.
No, I like, know. I'm laughing because we don't have.
Okay, so I'm just trying to think. So you have, like, what does Smokey the Bear represent? What is his story? Okay, and let's just talk about him as a character again for a second. Because it's like, do we like him as a neurotic wet blanket? Do you know what I mean? Like, at the beginning? Like, that he is, like, super paranoid?
I think that works. I mean, I'm not buying a ticket to this movie yet, but yes, that is a thing. I mean,
okay, so it's like he's. It just doesn't seem like.
I know this sounds dumb. What is Burning Man about? I just want to know.
It's the late summer event is described as an experiment in community and art influenced by 10 main principles: radical inclusion, self-reliance, and self-expression, as well as community cooperation, civic responsibility, gifting, de-gifting, decommodification, participation, immediacy, and leaving no trace.
I mean, again, like
yeah, they've been kind of not following that last one in recent years.
Okay, the event takes its name from the culmination, the symbolic ritual burning of a large wooden effigy, the man that traditionally occurs the Saturday evening of the event.
Look, I'm trying, like, because Paddington's a fucking masterpiece. I'm just, like, the problem is, like, look, like, Paddington's goal is not to be like, I want the world to be more family friendly and all love each other. It's like, Paddington just wants to find his cousin, and then the antagonist is somebody who wants to capture Paddington.
Well, all right, not to just grift off of Paddington, yeah. But, okay, the old fire chief dies, and then Smokey Bear does become the new fire chief, mm-hmm. right? And Smokey Bear, all he's known are the people at the Park Ranger Service who love the forest and respect mm-hmm. the forest. And again, he talks to the people in the who come into the... Mm-hmm. He loves people, right? He loves talks to the people and warns them about forest fires. Hasn't been a forest fire in a while. What if you do? He's the one, like, now he's seeing the other side. He's like, golly gee willikers, we're really running out of money. Boy, we need to get more people into the park. And mm-hmm. then he's like, oh, there's this festival. Why don't I invite this festival to come to the park and they can become part of the thing? And he doesn't realize it's the Burning mm-hmm. Man. It's this crazy rock and roll, crazy mm-hmm. folk art festival with fire and all this stuff, right? And then so he's let the problem in and he's trying to like negotiate. He's trying, I don't know, like maybe the problem is these fucking assholes don't respect the forest enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's trying to deal with, I don't know. Is that a thing, maybe?
I think so.
And then it's at the end, he loses, your low point is him losing his faith in humanity, right? He's like, man doesn't deserve the forest, yeah. right? Like you can even do, there's the dark truth of the forest fire that killed his parents, which mm-hmm. he always thought was just a natural forest fire, and these brave
yeah.
rangers came in and rescued him. But like that forest fire was started by a park ranger on a cigarette break.
Okay. Yes, I could see this as his care. You should have other animals can talk. Other animals are like, why are you with those humans?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come back to the forest. He's like, oh, humans aren't that bad. Like, they took me in after the fire and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm helping. Like, yes, his thing is, like, he believes people can be better. He has this faith in humanity that they will help prevent forest fires. And people don't want to destroy forests. Like, they, you know, it's just, they just don't know better. They just don't realize that smoking or whatever will cause, and it's like, and so he doesn't really have, like, the animals aren't really his friends. They're like, they make fun of him because he's wearing pants and he's looking like a human mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then, yes, his low point is, he's like, they were right. Humans are garbage. And he takes his pants off. He goes back on four legs. He's going to return to the forest mm-hmm. and deal with that. And they're like, no. Because then his point is like, somebody needs to help them. Somebody needs to tell them. Only they can prevent forest fires. They are the caretakers.
They are stewards of this
land. They are the stewards of this land. I need help.
Okay. You need, I feel like, a relatable human. You need, who's the Sally Hawkins of this movie if we're yeah. just going to rip off Paddington?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do a movie where Paddington's the only nice character and everyone else is a jerk. Like, you yeah, have yeah, the yeah. people, the good, yeah, again, so it's like, do you do, like, the person organized?
Boy Scouts.
Oh, the Boy Scout troop is fun.
Yeah.
Could you do that there is a, like a person who's organizing this Burning Man event that is, mm-hmm. like, you know, just a, who's a hippie who loves the forest or mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Like,
the local scout troop is interesting.
Yes, you do. This loser girl who needs to get her last badge, and she's decided to do the fire safety badge, which is weirdly. Did you guys do troops?
No.
I did Cub Scouts, but go ahead.
Okay, well, so, like, you have badges, and some badges are easier to get than others. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, if you were cool like me, you just looked at what were the quickest ones to get, and then you do those in order to meet your requirements. Other people do your ones. So you do this thing where it's, like, the forest safety one is, like, takes forever to get because Smokey the Bear makes it incredibly hard to get, and she's the only one dumb enough to do this for her last badge, and she needs to get her last badge. And she's, like, so, like, that's the start. And he's, like, okay, well, in order to get this badge, you need to... You know, whatever. He has a whole list of crazy shit in order for her to get the badge.
Here are all the types of fires and the combustibles and how to fight them. You need to memorize this rubric?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just this lovable little character.
Okay,
who was there.
I mean, sure.
And then, then she does something wrong. She's like, at the low point when he doesn't trust humanity anymore.
He turns his back on her.
He's like, no way, you don't earn this badge. Go back to your troop and tell them that you didn't get this last badge. I'm going back to the forest or whatever. And she's like, oh, and like, you know, it's the classic, like, she made one mistake. And then she's going to be the one who brings him back and is like, you know what? I'm not giving up on you, Smokey. I might have made one mistake. I don't care if I... You know what? I don't care about the badge. I care about saving the forest. And I need you to help save this forest from these Burning Man people who are burning it down right now.
I think what's tough is, like, I feel like you're into this corner where, again, it ironically does feel not colonizer-y, but, like, does it... Once you pivot to this, like, man versus the animals kind of thing... Like, what are we trying to say at the end of the day? Because again, like, that's what I kind of like. That's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm kind of missing.
Man needs to take care of the earth. It's not cool. It'd be like
we must be.
Man
stewards.
Is the most powerful animal on this planet. So being like, we need to take care of this planet.
Okay,
and Smokey
sure.
the Bear is going to help us by saying only you guys can prevent forest fires. Do your fucking job. I think is a
okay.
Fair
yes,
lesson.
But then I think then someone again, like, you need Sally. We got Sally. What you need is the dad. From Paddington, because like the dad is the one with the arc, like more than any of the other characters, right? Like the dad is the one who doesn't like Paddington at first,
right?
And but by the end of the movie, is
he opens
the one
up.
He opens up and he's like, Paddington's a member of this family, and we're gonna fight for him, right? Like that's the person who needs to go through the like respect the earth arc, right? Yes. And that's your not your main character, but certainly a main character to this thing.
Maybe then
so I think that's what's missing.
That person would be, if it's the new chief, that would be the person that kind of does the argument of like, hey, you know, lightning bolts cause fires. Like, what are we going to do? Like, fires happen. Things happen. It's the classic. It's the libertarian. Throw your arms up. Shit's going to happen. It is what it is. Like, why is it my responsibility to do all this stuff? Like, in fact, don't, like, sometimes you have to have fires in order for there to be less fires in the first place. So what's, you know, chill out a little bit, Smokey. Like, we got to run this place also. And then, I don't know.
In my head, it was okay, the idea of, right. like, a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout that's, like, doesn't want to be there for the summer. It's like, oh, this sucks. I just want to play my Switch
fire
or
safety
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Fire safety doesn't matter. And then over the course of it learns, you know, A, the environment's awesome. And our you know, our parks are rad. At least there I can see a bit of an arc. Yeah.
What I like about the message of Paddington is that the perspective of the main guy is relatable, right? Again, it is the classic. He goes through every single step of why we don't want to help other people, right? He's like, oh, it's distrustful, right? Like, oh, this bear probably just wants money, right? I don't want to bring this stranger to our house. You know, like, he's making a mess. He's causing problems. He's not part of our family. Okay, look. And it's just inch by inch, right? Because then it's like, all right, we'll help him find his family, but then he's got to go, right? And then you see slowly he opens up to love. And I think that's something really compelling. What I don't... I'm just trying to ground, like, what is the full... If Smokey the Bear is, like... What is the argument against fire safety? I get the argument against welcoming a refugee into your home. It's not a humane argument, but like relatable, and the fear is relatable. Like I'm trying to understand like who is on the opposite side of that from him. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, you should fucking pack your shit up and not smoke cigarettes and leave them all over the dang place. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what I'm searching for anyway.
I think that's why you'd have to do it. Is either he is safety concerned, and you have somebody who is less concerned about safety. Or you make it more about forests, and it's like he cares about the forest, and you have somebody being like, I wish this place would burn down so we could fucking build condos. Or you would have,
I think that's it. I think it's not about safety, it's about the forest. And I think that what you do is that it's someone who doesn't care about the outdoors, right?
Right.
And is like, I would rather be. Again, like
I'm always reminded by that scene in Mad Men, right, where Don Draper and his family go on a picnic and they just throw everything because it's like, yeah, it was the 50s. It's just what everyone did.
So, yeah, you could do, I mean, I don't know how national parks work, but again, you could do that. He is thinking about being promoted, but it's like, no, like this national park is being purchased, and they're going to turn it into something. And then he realizes this guy, it's like the new chief comes in who has a kid, and the chief is actually looking for a way to get rid of the, you know, get around the, you know, sanctuary laws or whatever to fucking turn this place into a cool amusement park or condo or something rad and modern, because who cares about forests? A bunch of ugly trees. He's like a cartoonish villain. And the kid is just a Switch-playing Fortniter who, you know, feels the same way. And then Smokey's gonna, you know, he's gonna learn to love the forest and why it would be bad for it to burn down, I guess. I don't really know what has to do with fires now. And they're a dance crew. And then they dance at the end. And it's a step up four. Okay, let me take a raw shot at this, just with what we have. This is what we got. You have the intro of Smokey the Bear. And then he is part of this park. And then, yes, he thinks he's going to become park ranger. But no, somebody else is promoted above him. Because, yes, they say, hey, look, you're a little too scared. You're a little too concerned. We need somebody who's got, you know, the balls to take this job seriously. You're perfect as the assistant, like park ranger. He's like, damn it. And Blaze comes in. And Blaze is the one who's making the tough decisions because the park needs more financing. But it's like, I'm the one who makes sure that the toilets are running and shit like that. Like, there's not going to be a forest if we don't do this. So then there's a permit for this Burning Man festival. And he approves it. And Paddington is freaking flipping out because he's looking up online and he's looking up what Burning Man does. So he's doing his best to try to prepare the forest. He's trying to get people help. And the first obstacle is like, this guy's like, just look, they've signed the permit. We got insurance. It is what it is. And so Paddington's on his own, one man army, trying to get the forest. He's wetting stuff down. He's trying to set up, you know, cones. He's trying to restrict everything and whatnot. Then Burning Man shows up and he's this wet blanket throughout it. And he's trying to stop it. Like, I know. He's, yes. But yes, the humor of it is he is trying to get people to be lame in order to make sure there's no fires, and he is just this wet blanket as these people are having this crazy Burning Man. Then he realizes that they are going to do this. The festival ends with this crazy burning effigy, and maybe he set up a specific place for it, but then they tell him, like, no man, it's gotta be right here because it's gotta happen as the sun crosses over this mountain or whatever. He's like, that's gonna be a problem, that's gonna cause a fire. Like, don't worry, we've done this a lot of times, it's not gonna happen.
What if it's an insurance scam? What if it's like, yeah, we have insurance for it, it's fine, whatever.
Sure, that's a good twist.
But the whole point is like, yeah, because the damn parks need money. Who cares about trees? They'll grow back.
That's a good turn.
We need the money right now.
That's a good turn to realize why this guy's being so stupid is, yes, he needs the money. That's very good.
And he's working with the Burning Man. It's like, yeah, of course, we're going to let this whole place go up because we're going to be able to collect on it. The park service will survive. The freaking forest will burn, will come back, whatever. It's trees. And then Smokey's like, no. There's animals. There was my family was
well,
in
I mean,
there.
Well, I mean, I don't think Smokey knows that at the end.
No, he doesn't know. But the point is, right?
So like, what I was going to say is you could also then, to keep going, you could do, that's very good.
Yes,
so then
I love
to
that.
Do the argument, the opposite of like what you have issues with like Coco. I mean, that's a good movie, but all this movie is about like pro art. This is like an anti-art movie because what he's trying to do, he's like, guys, like, just enjoy. Why do you need this big fire thing? Look at the beautiful trees and the bird. And like, nah, man, art, like the way I express nature is this fucking wheelbarrow made out of like used syringes of the heroin epidemic. He's like, all right, but you guys should love this forest. And then when it burns down, he's got to get all these people, and they realize it's like he gets all the Burning Man people to use their, again, he realizes there's something useful about their goofy art, but yes, they need to save the forest or whatever. At first, they're all just going to leave because, like, oh shit, we burned down this forest, we got to get out of here. And he convinces them to work with him. He's like, I need you. Only you can stop this forest fire or whatever. And then, yes, he finds out it's an insurance scam, is the big final moment. And the guy, he stops the forest fire, and the guy's created a the climax would be the guy's about to start a fire. You know, he's like, don't you understand, Smokey, we can save this forest, we can get everything you need. One last thing, you do that Smokey part of the thing. Smokey should have been asking for something, like he thinks they need, you know,
we need towels in this damn bar.
He wants like water fountains like every quarter mile on the trail or something like that. He's like, this is how you get your fucking water fountains, like Smokey.
Yes, we
burned down some of this forest, but it'll grow back and we get the money. This is an insurance game. You need to do it. And then Smokey's like, no. And then, yeah.
Okay.
And then then the ending is all the Burning Man people make water fountains out of all their fucking stupid contraptions, and there's all these artsy fartsy water fountains across the entire trail.
Okay, I love that. And here's what I was gonna say. Because they use their art.
Because
I mean, you would do, because here's what I would say. I would say that, again, and By the way, we should have said this at the beginning. Apologies to any Burning Man people if we're just totally dragging.
Yeah, really quick. I love Burning Man. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
We're doing evil Burning Man. We're doing, or like, we're getting, let's say, Coachella or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like a kind
of. At
like
the end, they help. And
yeah,
they
no, no. But here's what I would say. I would say you have these artsy fartsy people come to the woods. They are well intentioned but naive, right? They don't respect the rules. Yeah. They love the forest. Like, oh, it's so beautiful, but they're smoking cigarettes and throwing stuff. They're ignorant, right? And Smokey the Bear is trying to educate them, right? Yeah. But and like they are varying degrees of self-absorbed.
Yes.
And then I think maybe the other thing I was saying, maybe the Girl Scout, what you do is it's this girl who got dragged to this festival by her parents. And so she's a Girl Scout. And then she's like, I'm so bored. I have nothing to do. And then she's like, oh my God, a park ranger. Help me get my fire safety badge. Do you know what I mean? So she becomes like his deputy or whatever, right?
You know what the head of Burning Man says to me? He's like, you know what your problem is, Smokey? You know what your problem is? You spend so much time worrying about what could destroy the world, you don't worry about creating something or something like that.
Well, yeah. So you do like, again, like, and then, so he's trying to figure out how to make, he's got all these people, he's trying to figure out ways to help them make their art more
fire safe,
sensible, right? And again, like, you have these fun sequences of, again, him eating the honey, right? And then, like, hey, he's in a drum circle and he's doing, like, you know, like the, he's out of his comfort zone, right? Because he's this very button up, repressed dude.
Yeah.
And now he actually has
tight jeans.
Yeah. And then maybe he actually has fun at the fire festival. Yeah. The fire festival. We just call it the fire festival.
Yeah, just call it the fire festival.
So the, okay, yes. But so that's their moral axis. And then I think you have the park ranger who is evil, right? Yeah. That this is about, this is an insurance scam. And the way he's, again, justified it is that funding's being cut.
Yeah.
This is the only way they can pay for it. Yeah, part of the forest has got to burn. But he's missed the forest for the trees.
Yes. Oh,
because he's forgotten what he's supposed to be protecting, which is not jobs, it's Mother Earth, right?
Yeah.
Smokey's parents. It's like, there's going to be people who die in there.
Okay, all right, I'm taking on all of that. So let's see if we can run through more or less a five act.
Yeah.
Real quick. Okay, so, Smokey the Bear. We start with him getting saved. Then you have him as a park, as a welcome guy at the park, right?
Yes.
And the guy who saved him is retiring, or the kindly old lady, the lady firefighter who saved him is retiring. And she was the former chief of the thing, and they're going to announce the new person who's leading the park.
Smokey the Bear explains why he should be the new park ranger, but he has this 5-step plan to make the national park better, and one of them is this water fountain every quarter mile where the parker, not only will people enjoy a thirsty drink, I mean a quench.
People of all ages will finally be able to walk the park and be able to quench their thirst as well.
He thinks
along.
He did a good job. They're like, that sounds great, but it's too expensive. Blaze is getting the job.
Yeah. So now, like, there's this new head of the fire department, or of the forest rangers, the ranger things. So the Space Force. That's essentially like, you're like, uh-oh, who's this guy, right? Yeah. And now again, he's like, listen, guys, the park is going bankrupt.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna have to lay everybody off unless we come up with some ideas, right? And maybe Smokey the Bear's trying to come up with ideas, right? And he's like, you know, I'll do a bake sale. I'll, you know, do whatever, right? And then they're like, we're gonna do this festival. We're gonna bring in this big art festival. Lots of rich people come. When they're here, we can hit them up for more money to donate to the park. It's gonna be great. He's like, great. What's the name of the festival? The fire, the burning festival. So now Smokey the Bear is like, I have got to deal with these people. And and so act three is him in the Burning Man Festival, essentially, right? Going from camp to camp, stomping out fires, putting out cigarettes, you know, harshing everybody's buzz, right? Yeah. Harshing everybody's vibe. And then someone, whether it's this little girl who's the looking for her merit badge, she is like, hey, why don't you try getting on their level, speaking to them on their level, you got to adjust, work with them essentially, right?
When in Rome, what does that mean? This human expression is foreign to my bear ears.
So Smokey the Bear and his sidekick then are joining in the fun and like convincing people that they can still do their art, but do it in a fun way that respects the earth, right? Mm. And so that's going really well. But that's a problem for the main guy who the whole reason he wanted to do this was to start
a
forest fire, right? So then you would do that. Again, your midpoint is Smokey Bear convinces them to, instead of burning this big guy, right? Like, instead of lighting their effigy on fire, they're going to ground it into mulch or something like that, right? And they're going to, like, they're going to throw it into a wood chipper.
Or he knows in Yellowstone there is this. There's a cool spot where the sun hits on a certain day and it looks like it's on fire.
It looks like it's on fire. And it'll be just, you know what? We'll put it in front of the geyser and then the geyser will refract it and it'll be beautiful, right?
Yeah, cool.
So they're going to do that. And he's like, hooray. And he's like, didn't I do a good job? job. And the chief is like, oh, shit. So then that night, while Smokey the Bear is hanging out with Smokey Bear is hanging out with all his new friends in the drum circle. And, you know, like, this is the first. And he loves these people. He's like, for you, he feels like they're a real family. Like, you know, it's like he's broadened his view of humanity. Right. Yeah. While that's going on, the evil park ranger and one like a bad guy forest fire, a bad guy Burning Man person.
Burn the effigy.
Light the effigy on fire.
And Smokey thinks they did.
And Smokey thinks that they all tricked him or something like that. Again, like
I knew humans weren't trustworthy.
They frame the girl, the fire safety girl or whatever, right? And so then the thing burns down and it causes this whole big fire and he's traumatized and runs away. And then you do essentially your finale is the girl find Smokey the Bear and is like, we gotta save this forest together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like it doesn't, all this petty grievance, it doesn't matter who started it, we gotta put it out, right?
Yeah.
And she tells him what they always tell her, which he's been telling all of them, only you can prevent forest fires, Smokey. It's up to all of us, right? And so then Smokey and her and all of the Burning Man people use their goofy art contraptions to put out the fire and save the park. And then he gets his water trail when they all agree to pitch in and they all start volunteering at the, and that's how they're able to get by because everyone chips in.
And they all start making art that helps spread the word about fire safety.
Yes. The end of the movie.
The end.
Well, we got it there.
We got it there.
On a wing and a prayer, we landed that one.
I don't know what that little girl does throughout it. I was going to say one thing. Could her badge actually be that she needs to have one of the badges is to make a fire?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to start a fire.
Oh, yeah.
And she shows up the one moment he put a no fire. There was a no tolerance for fire at this festival.
Yeah.
And she's like, shit, like I need to make a fire. I have to do the flint thing. And he's like, no fires are allowed at this festival. I have to be very, very careful. So he blames her. And she's like, you needed that badge so badly.
Oh, that's
you're
good. That's
burn
good.
The whole effigy down.
That's good because then I like that what you would do is I love that puts them at much more in an antagonistic level to each other because she's trying to start a fire the entire time. Like she's trying to use the stick and trying to do the whole thing. And then you would do it. And he's going around banning everything you could possibly use to start a fire. But everyone's getting mad at him and getting annoyed, right? So she's like, I can help you relate to these people if you let me start a fire, right? And he's like, okay, if you help me make this place safe and teach me how to the ways of these weird art people, I will show you how to start a fire, right? And then you would do the night that they're all supposed to, they save the park, right? They save the forest.
Oh!
And then he's not going to let her start a fire.
No.
Do that, or they're not going to get time, or he forgets. He forgets.
They do a drum circle, and then, he rewards her, and he makes a fire in this pit, and they have this great time at this drum circle, and they all fall asleep. And when the effigy goes up, he thinks it was their fire that was left during the night spread.
So he also
blames himself.
That's great.
Yes, and then he finds out, no, it's like, it wasn't our fire that started it. Yeah. It was arson. And then they realize it. All right.
That's great. That's a movie.
That works now.
It was our son.
It was our son.
Our son, Blaze, started the fire, Smokey. You've been Blaze's dad this whole time.
What a twist.
All right, folks. When we come back, the elevator pitch.
Fairhaven's a city in a bubble. An actual bubble. It keeps the monsters out. Most of them, anyway.
I never liked the look of movies on Blu-ray. For my money, Betamax is the superior format.
I'm thinking of deleting Facebook and going back to MySpace.
As far as beverages go, I'm just kind of over water.
Though I guess at any given party, you're gonna meet some dudes like that, even if you're not in the middle of a nightmarish wasteland. Bubble. The sci-fi comedy from MaximumFun.org. Just open your podcast app and search for Bubble.
All right, folks, welcome back to Story Break. It is a beautiful day here in Jellystone Park. I am on my way with my picnic basket to pitch our Smokey the Bear movie to everyone's favorite bear enthusiast, Werner Herzog. And
yes, hello.
Hi, Werner. It's me, Will Campos from Storybreak. How you doing?
I'm familiar with this idea of podcasts. What is it?
Well, I've got a terrific pitch for a Smokey the Bear movie that I wanted to run by you and your friend here, a grizzly bear.
Yes, as the director of the critically acclaimed Grizzly Man, I'm going to be making Grizzly Man 2 here with my grizzly friend, Smokey the Bear.
Why, hello there, guys!
I thought that it was just going to be a growling grizzly bear, but you talk, huh?
I do. I gotta say, I just met this Werner fella. I don't really quite understand most of what he says, but sure do seem like a nice guy.
This bear is endowed with both the talent and also the unbearable weight that human speech comes with.
Well, I am glad that both of you will be able to listen to my pitch. I hope this can maybe take over your plans for Grizzly Man 2.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you little hairless fella. You're telling me you're going to pitch me a movie as well? Two movies in one day!
See how his thumbs are also opposable. What does it mean for a bear who is confined to four limbs to be able to pick up things? These are the kinds of themes I wish to explore.
Well,
in my film.
All those themes are kind of in this story. It's a movie about the classic forest fire spokesman, Smokey the Bear, or Smokey Bear as he's known. Mr. Bear, you would play Smokey Bear.
Ooh.
And Smokey Bear's superhero origin story is that when he was a baby cub, there was a forest fire, and he was rescued by the park rangers. And he's grown up ever since as a park ranger spokesman, telling all the people who visit the park, only you can prevent forest fires. Now, he's gotten a lot older, and he's ready to take over the park ranger service. But when his old mentor retires, she names a different person, this newcomer, Blaze Utz, to be her replacement. And Mr. Blaze wants to bring in more money to the park to save the park ranger service.
That sounds like a good idea.
That's just what Smokey the Bear thinks. But little does Smokey the Bear know that they're going to bring in money for the park by inviting this festival to the park to celebrate and do this weird art festival. But what's it called? It's called the Burning Tree Art Festival. And Smokey the Bear doesn't like burning trees.
No.
So he's got to go relate to all of these artists out in the woods and teach them about fire safety with the help of a little girl who's trying to earn her merit badge to start a fire. They've got kind of like a contentious relationship. Classic banter going on there. Smokey the Bear gets in all sorts of wacky, artsy-fartsy situations. He's dressing up like a samurai and sipping tea. He's in the middle of a drum circle, and he's able to convince them instead of burning their big effigy at the end of their thing, they're going to put it in front of the geyser instead, and it's gonna be this beautiful natural moment that will be safe for the park. He's taught them how to love the forest, but little does he know, this was all a scheme by Blaze Utz and the leader of the Burning Tree Festival to do insurance fraud and start a fire so they can claim the insurance money to fund the park for years to come. But it's so this forest fire starts, and he thinks he's the one who started it with his fire that he started with the people at the park and the girl. And instead of knowing what's going on, he blames himself, but then he realizes that not just only you can prevent forest fires, only he can prevent forest fires. So Smokey and all of his new friends rally together, they put out the forest fire, they expose the bad guys, and they all learn a little something about not only about fire safety, but about expressing yourself in a way that's respectful to Mother Earth.
What do you think there, Werner?
This is indeed a fascinating film.
I have one thing to say. I like this movie a little bit more than your movie, Werner. In this one, I don't have to fight so hard I shit myself.
Indeed. One may never know the unknown chaos
of
the forest.
Well, Mr. Bear, I hope you make the right choice with which project you're going to work on. My fun family movie or Werner's weirdo existential dread film that's about the unbearable condition of being yourself.
And the fact that you are a bear with human hands and a human penis.
That was a weird pitch, guys.
How'd it go?
Yeah. Yeah, Freddy, that was a weird pitch.
Weird.
Yeah, Werner Herzog made it pretty weird there at the end.
I mean, you know, he's going to do his Bavarian thing, you know what I mean? Like, I love his movies. Anyway, thanks, everybody. That was this week's Story Break. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you have any questions for us, you can direct them to @RJStoryBreak. That's our Twitter account.
If you have any angry comments to leave Freddie, you can leave them at @FWong on Twitter.
If you have any questions.
Yeah, you know, this is a Q&A. It's an interactive thing. Oftentimes, we receive very awesome fan art from listeners, including for last week when we did Guess Who, everyone's favorite board game, Will. What do you got on the fan art side?
Boy, oh boy, did we get some good stuff this week, gang. A couple of really awesome Guess Who posters. Ryan Brown at R. Alistair Brown gave us an incredible poster for Guess Who, The Last Kiss. This is like a classic sepia-toned Oscar movie type poster. This, I feel like, was our first kind of like Oscar bait movie was Guess Who, which is weird. But I think that poster, Ryan's poster, really captures that. Got another great poster from Elizabeth Ruth Ruel. This one's got an old man looking at a whole wall of black and white this black and white photo of French Resistance people. It's got the tagline, he was a member of the French Resistance, but he couldn't resist love, which I thought was like perfect. So well done, Elizabeth. Good. Thanks to Elizabeth and Ryan for that fan art. Thanks as well to Derek Walker, who came up with these incredible t-shirts, these sort of like fan t-shirts.
Yeah, I saw that.
One for me, one for you, and one for Matt. They're all very funny. I love the phrase Hollywood Professional, which is Freddie's t-shirt.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, you should go check those out on the Story Break main account. We also got another piece of very good Killboner 6969420 Goku weed.
That is my avatar now.
That is now Freddy's avatar. So thanks to 8 for that.
Hey, can I read you a text that my mom sent me?
Yes,
about
please,
that?
Please go ahead.
So I'm chatting with my mom. She sent the first picture, which was the pitch bit with me and Tiny. She's like, and she says, "Love this drawing of you." And then it's a picture of me, and she's like, "Also love this one." And like, she put a little heart emoji. I've never actually seen her use a heart emoji before.
So that's the first piece of fan art that has been Freddy's mom approved. So yeah, congratulations, exactly. 8. Freddy's mom has seen your art and loved it. So so well done there. That is all the art for this week. But yeah, you guys can always send art to us at RJ Story Break on Twitter. And we always give everybody a little retweet as well.
Yeah.
So you can see all the fan art we've received so far on that account.
If you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes. Thank you again to the Maximum Fun Network for having us onto the network, a network of awesome podcasts that you can check out at MaximumFun.org. And thank you to Cameron Covell for slicing and dicing our madness. Anything you want to plug, Matt?
Yeah, check out my podcast. It's called Story Break.
That's going to do it for us this week. So until next time, Matt
will
be
the
only
guy
that
likes
Story Break.
Hey everybody, Hal Lublin and Mark Gagliardi from We Got This Here to talk about our upcoming live shows.
Why don't you tell everybody the details about our show in Philadelphia?
Sure. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go down to Philadelphia Improv Theater, okay? I'm going to do it on Saturday, June 23rd, okay? There are two shows. One is 5 o'clock show. There's an 8 o'clock show. At 8 o'clock show, you can get a VIP ticket and hang out with us at 7 p.m. for like a whole hour. We'll sign something for you. You can hang out. You can talk to us. And then come see a show. Both shows are going to be completely different, though.
Both shows?
Both shows are going
to
be different.
Here's I sounded like a British actor trying to do a Philadelphia accent.
Yeah. You can look up Philadelphia Podcast Festival. You can look that up and get tickets there. Or you can go to Philadelphia Improv Theater, to the FIT Theater, P-H-I-T, and you can get tickets there. Or you can just go direct at bit.ly/WeGotPhilly2018. That's WEGOTPHILLY2018.